Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Summer's coming. Are you ready to unveil that beach bod? Manscaped is here to ensure your body is ready for the wild with their game-changing full-body grooming and hygiene product. Don't be the guy at the beach with Austin Powers chest hair. And maybe you've grown some winter man tits. At least you can make them hairless. It's time to get ready for hot guy summer by going to manscaped.com and getting 20% off and free shipping with my promo code Bubba. Manscaped is dedicated to helping you increase your confidence and level up your full-body grooming game with the Performance Package 4.0. The kit comes with the Essential Lawnmower 4.0 waterproof cordless body trimmer and a ton of other liquid formations to round out your grooming routine. Whether you're trimming your chest or your treasure chest in your pant, doesn't matter. This is the best trimmer on the market. Inside the Performance Package, you're going to find the Manscaped Crop Preserver Ball Deodorant, Crop Reviver Ball Toner, Anti-Chafing Ball Deodorant, and Moisturizer. Because we all know how painful chafing can be when you're wearing your bathing suit all day. Nobody likes nose hairs, so their package comes with the Weed Whacker 2.0 as well. You're also going to get two free gifts, the Shed Travel Bag, about a $39 value, and the patented high-performance reduced chafing Manscaped Boxers. And if you're wearing sandals, you're going to need to get the Manscaped Shears 2.0 Nail Kit. Having the right tools for grooming is essential. Do yourself a favor and always use the right tools for the job. Get 20% off and free shipping with promo code Bubba at Manscaped.com. That's 20% off and free shipping with promo code Bubba at Manscaped.com. Trim your chesticles with the besticles at Manscaped.com, promo code Bubba. It's the Bubba the Love Sponge Show, and this is Joe Exotic right here. Let me get to him real fast so it doesn't ring anymore. I know he's got... He has limited time.
Oh, no.
I went right to him.
Yep.
Probably ringing maybe...
Three times, if that.
Hopefully he'll call back. I literally just saw it. You said, there he is.
Yep.
I put my headphones on, turned the music down. I hope you can call back. God, this is going to really fucking suck if we miss the call. Like, literally. Please, this whole thing has been a fucking rat race. There's just not enough time in the day.
There he is.
Right.
Okay.
Here we go. Hey, Joe.
This call is from a federal prison. You will not be charged for this call. This call is from...
Joe.
This call will be recorded and subject to monitoring at any time. To accept this call, press 5. To block this call, you may begin speaking now.
Hey. Bubba the Love Sponge.
Joe, it's Bubba. How are you, buddy?
All right. How are you doing?
Well, we're here in Florida, and we're literally probably 4 or 5 miles from from the bitch.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, and did you hear that she's selling her place now?
You know, that's all bullshit, man. She'll do anything to get her name in the paper.
Is it just to shake people down for more money?
Yeah, that's all it is. You know, first of all, she only had like 13 tigers and lions total. Okay, and if she even did send some of her cats over to Arkansas, they're part of the Global Federation of Animal Sanctuaries, which is Carol's organization. So all they're doing is shifting cats from her place to their place to raise money because now Turpentine Creek has to rescue. You know, Turpentine Creek's got to raise money to take care of them. And then if you read what Howard wrote, if you read through his bullshit, they're going to keep a few there to live out the rest of their lives.
Well, it was my understanding that that maybe some apart, like, because there's quite a bit of land there, and as Tampa's growing, and all the New Yorkers and people from California, all the people that are fucked up and want to live, you know, like be free. They've been moving to Florida at an alarming rate. And I thought that maybe somebody offered her a tremendous amount of money for that shithole. And she had to get, got rid of it and was relocating the Tigers just as part of, you know, because, you know, she's not going to own the place anymore. It's what maybe I thought.
She'll never sell that place. But first of all, she got to dig up that septic tank and get rid of what's left of Don that's underneath of it. And then she's got to get rid of that meat grinder that's in that pond there at Big Cat Rescue, because that's where that meat grinder is.
No, Don took a lick. Don was just trying to get some hooker ass, and he ended up taking a lick, didn't he?
Isn't that crazy?
I'll tell you what's crazy is that we've all watched Tiger King. You know, it was brilliantly timed. Like, it brilliantly hit when all of the country was kind of locked down. So maybe people that wouldn't have watched it normally, you know, you just had a great audience. It's one of the, it was really well done. But Joe, how did you get fucked so bad? Like, I mean, like for real, like. I've been railroaded and fucked with and things like that, but how did you get so much time for some bullshit?
It's the corruption of the government, man. You know, if you really just kind of look at the big picture of this, I'm really just a political prisoner, because this is all about her passing the Big Cat Safety Act. You know, they even nicknamed it the Tiger King Bill. All right? So I'm here because they had to make an example out of me, and in order to do that, because I didn't do anything wrong, and now that you see the videos of Alan Glover admitting to perjury, and they had a plot to kill me to start with, you can see that her suing me for 11 years didn't put me out of business, because Joe went and hauled scrap iron to pay the lawyers.
But
you know?
I mean, but Joe, can you imagine, and I'm not trying to bring up a bad subject, that if you didn't get hemmed up on this shit, how much you'd be killed? I mean, all of America knows who the hell you are. You got a brand. Can you imagine? If you weren't locked up, what would you be doing right now? Like, how would you be marketing what the hell you do for a living?
Dude, if I wasn't locked up and that show wouldn't have came out, first of all, that show wasn't starting out to be Tiger King, all right? And we have video recordings now of, because James and Jeff thought they were going to be heroes and turn over their cell phones to my lawyers, but they forgot to go back in the settings and delete all of the files, you know. So we got 416 phone recordings now. Of Eric, and some of those are of Eric Good with Netflix paying James Garrison and them $5,000 a piece in my witness room during my trial to carry this narrative going to make this fucking movie.
Yeah, but here's the deal, man. Even if the movie did come out and you didn't go to jail, you'd be killing it because you got a huge brand. Like, you'd be doing some shit. I promise you.
Well, you know, I've been offered a world tour to do my concert. I've had to sue fucking everybody under the sun to get my music back because everybody stole my music. Everybody thinks because you're in jail, they can just rob you blind. Fuck, my own husband took me to the cleaners.
What happened there? Like, what the fuck's his deal?
Dude, you know, the stardom went to his head. And then he sold my clothes to that museum in Vegas and everywhere else. And now he's doing, what, $25 porn on fans only?
Only fans, yeah.
Only fans.
People suck, man. Let me tell you. But what I would trade everything to just be at home and haul scrap iron and scrape and eat nothing in order to be free.
No, you know, but Joe, man, I mean, they really fucking got you hemmed up.
This call is from a federal prison.
They really what?
I mean, they got you fucked up, buddy. You're in there for a long time. Like, I mean.
I got a motion for a new trial in right now. Judge has been setting up. Okay, here's how this works, right? The U.S. pardon attorney emailed Butner Hospital over in North Carolina, the prison over there, and told them that my pardon was under review. Okay, the law says that the president can't pardon me as long as there's a motion or an appeal in order. So I've had a motion for a new trial now for a year and 4 weeks, right? So as long as that judge doesn't answer my motion, President Biden can't pardon me.
So now, Joe,
isn't that some shit?
Where? So, by the way, Joe, this is the Bubba the Love Sponge show, And we're gonna make sure we got money in your commissary. We're gonna take care of you. I know they're listening to me, so I know that can't be illegal by me saying, "Hey,
nope.
I'm gonna make sure Joe's got some money in his commissary." But we'd like to, maybe once every 4 weeks or so, or based on your schedule, call you up and just bullshit with you and try to help your cause a little bit. We got a very successful show, almost 100,000 on YouTube. We got 7 affiliates. We're heard terrestrially. We got a pretty damn good following. If you Google me, you can see that I've been caught up into some bullshit in my life. The Hulk Hogan sex tape, all kinds of bullshit. But we want you to be, we want to call you from time to time and check in on you.
I'd appreciate it, and I appreciate it if all your listeners would get on. I've got two websites. I've got JoeExoticUSA.com. That's got all the evidence tapes on there. I've got Joe Exotic 2024 because I am running for president from prison. It's the third time this has ever been done in history. And I've got all of the evidence on there, my platform, the issues, and everything else. I don't care if...
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
You hate me or whatever.
All right, so we'll go ahead and we'll start the presidential campaign. What's Joe Exotic's view on abortion?
You know what? I believe that you own your body, okay? And you have the right to do whatever the hell you want with your body. So if you want to get an abortion, that's between you and God.
Perfect.
Right?
How about immigrate? Joe Exotic's, these are the quick ones. Joe, that's a great, by the way, I agree with your answer. Joe Exotic's idea of immigration.
Immigration. All right, look, if we can afford 82,000 new IRS agents, we can afford 15,000 Border Patrol agents to go down there and get these people processed. But I think, here, look, okay, my neighbors in Oklahoma died in Iraq, all right, fighting for this country's freedom. And I don't think that you should be able to come from Mexico, Syria, Pakistan, Guatemala, or anything, and just free ride on this country for nothing, okay? So I think as long as you're not a citizen and you come into this country, we should give you a non-citizen Social Security number and charge your ass $50 a month to live and work here.
I like that. Rent your freedom. I like that, Joe.
Hey, freedom is free.
Actually, Joe, out of all the stupid fucking politician motherfuckers, you not being one of them, that makes the most sense. I got to be honest with you.
Hey, that's close to $750 million a month we could collect. Plus, they could work, they could pay taxes, they could take part in the healthcare system, they could take part in everything, all right, while they're trying to become a citizen. So instead of a free ride, we're just giving everything away in this country.
So, Joe, what if there's one thing, if I was asked this question, I know what I would say, but if there's one thing at the height of your stardom, at your, when you're really fucking rolling hard, what would you change? What would you have done differently that might have changed the outcome as to where you are today? What would you have? We can all second guess our fuck ups, But, like, what's the one thing you would have done differently?
This call is from a federal prison.
I'd have kicked Jeff Lowe's ass off that park the minute I found out he was a fraud and he was broke.
The guy from Vegas, is that the guy that did you dirty, Joe?
That's the guy who started all this bullshit.
And now how about the guy when has bad teeth in the cafeteria? Who's that guy that starts the whole thing?
You talking about James Garrison, the fat?
No, the guy that when your thing first starts open, he's smoking a cigarette, he's got real bad teeth, and he opens up the whole thing. And I sense he's now moved to, like, Sweden or some...
Rick Kirkham. He's the dude that burnt my studio down.
Now, isn't he the one that, at the end of the day, got paid for Tiger King because it was all his footage?
No. Well, first of all, it wasn't his footage. He was a paid employee to work at that zoo and run a camera just like anybody else.
Right.
All right? He wasn't a contract laborer. It wasn't his equipment. It wasn't nothing. The piece of shit burnt my studio down because Carol Baskin offered him $20,000 for my footage, burnt my studio down, and ran to what, the Netherlands, where there's no extradition treaty?
Now, did anybody make any, because, Tiger King set records. Did anybody make any money on it? Or did they get it? I mean, like, did anybody...
Everybody made money on it, but Joe...
Well, what kind of figures have you heard? Who's made what?
Well, Dylan Passage, okay, Tiger King made $15 million. And my husband signed a contract for 2%. So what's 2% of $15
million? What? Maybe $3 million?
Yeah. Okay, during the divorce, I subpoenaed his tax records. Okay, he was broke, covered in syphilis, homeless when I first met him. And he moved to the zoo. And when I filed a subpoena to get his tax records, assets for $2.6 million. And Joe's sitting in jail without any money on his commissary.
Now, remember the guy, we had him, when this was first going down, Joe, we had him on the air. His name's Dylan. He's a kind of that fat kid. Was that his name?
No, Joshua Dial.
I mean, Joshua Dial.
Joshua Dial.
Joshua
yes.
Dial. Now, we had crack smoker, is that what you're saying?
God, what a crackhead.
Well, you know, he didn't talk so good about you. And listen, Joe, I'm just relaying the message. This is what he said about you. He said after your husband killed himself and he didn't know that it was true, you got all mad at him and said he didn't react fast enough. And this is what he said. Tell me if you can hear this or not. Okay, hold on here.
That Joe has this full-blown...
Can you hear that?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
Owned EMT jacket on.
Oh, no, that was when she got her arm ripped off,
yeah,
I thought.
Seth. Yeah, when Seth. Yeah.
What's up?
Now, were you there when that happened, Joshua?
No, I wasn't, but as part of my punishment for not immediately going and trying to save Travis, I had to watch the video where Seth got his arm ripped off.
What?
What? Hold on, Josh. That's his first allegation. Joe, he said that you made him watch it as a continuous loop where the person got their arm ripped off.
Okay, when Travis died, I wasn't at the zoo, okay? Eric Cowie, the guy who died, you know, with the long hair, looked like Jesus.
Right.
Okay, all of them told me, oh, we acted like we were in the military. We held pressure on his head. We tried to save him and everything else. Well, when Joe finally watched the security footage, goddamn, man, they left that man sit there and gasp for air and bleeding out his head by himself. And they all went out in front of the gift shop and smoked a cigarette and waited for the cops and the ambulance.
So did nothing.
I was furious. I was furious because I worked my ass off to train them sons of bitches to keep people alive.
Well,
at that
zoo. And that was your guy. That was your man.
And yeah, I made them all watch Saf. Every new person that worked at that zoo that wasn't there when Saf lost her arm, I made them watch that video to show them how dangerous that zoo was. You keep your hands out of the cages, and I teach you how to save somebody's life for a reason, because I'm not there all the time.
Joe Exotic on the air from federal prison. And what prison are you at, Joe?
I'm at Fort Worth Medical Center.
Okay.
And that thing just beeped and said we got a minute left.
All right, here's the end of this. Hold on.
The documentary never said this. So you're saying that Joe punished you because you didn't go and offer immediate mouth-to-mouth. Like, you can save a guy that's blown his brains out. Like, Dan, you're a doctor. I don't know that there's anything a guy can do. Can you, Dan?
Nope.
All right. So, Joe, that straight hilljack and white trash piece of crap.
We were talking some shit about you, Joe. You know, just having some fun.
Punished you. And by making you watch the video footage of the girl getting her arm bit.
So anyway, Joe, it looks like we don't have much time.
I should
have
kicked his ass is what I should have done.
Joe, listen, we're gonna put some money in your commissary, and like, I don't know how often can we have you? Oh, looks like we're done.
Damn it.
Well, let me, so here's the deal.
Yep.
I'm going to give you like $100.
Okay.
Okay.
Yep.
If I do, I PayPal it or Venmo or Cash App it.
It's on his website.
No. Oh, I know. Should I do it?
You can do it because it's on his website. You can give, and I just tell his handler that it came from you.
Okay. It would be $100.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's more than enough. Yeah.
All right. So listen, but tell Joe one. Let's get this cut up into a video. But two, tell Joe. Ask him how often. Can we have him on?
Okay.
I mean, I like to have him on fucking like at least twice a month.
He's entertaining.
Yeah, we'll get into all kinds of shit.
I like his political stances too.
Yeah, and we'll just, you know, go fast.
Yeah.
So let me.
I'll text you it looks like he has a PayPal. She just sent me the info.
Perfect. Well, there you go, Joe Exotic. And we're going to try to make this. Let me try to find out the frequency.
Okay.
How often we can do this. And then we will have Joe Exotic on twice a month.
Okay.
Talking about fucking Joe Exotic stuff.
Yeah, I think he has a lot more behind that story.
Oh, I think so, too, as well.
He's probably dying to talk.
Oh, yeah.
Sitting in jail.
Yeah, just sitting in jail. I think he gets exactly 15 minutes. I really do.
Oh, yeah, they cut him right off when he was trying to tell us something.
Right. So let me send me what I need. Well, I'm going to the dentist today at 2:00.
Good luck.
And, Rhett, you know, I get on you a little hard, but I love you. You know that. And a lot of it's shtick, too, you know.
No, I know. I love you, too, Bubba. Yeah, thank you.
Sure, Mom. How's Benny Much doing? Is his head on straight, or is he ready to quit, too?
Oh, no. He's back here super fit and ready to bust the door open.
You need some pre-workout.
You might be able to find a short up in there somewhere with Joe, yeah.
We got plenty.
Yep.
Go to our YouTube channel, please, and subscribe and get notifications when we go live. Please. Mommy, I love you.
Love you too, Bubba. Have a safe trip and have fun at the dentist.